江区初三英语第一学期期末质量抽查试卷。
Part 1 Listening 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Now Mum is having a phone call to Grandpa. 1. Now Mum is having a phone call to Grandpa.
2. More and more tall buildings have been built for the last 10 years. 2. More and more tall buildings have been built for the last 10 years.
3. Mary had an interview yesterday. She hopes to get a new job. 3. Mary had an interview yesterday. She hopes to get a new job.
4. Playing too much computer games will be harmful to your health. 4. Playing too much computer games will be harmful to your health.
5. So many tourists have visited the 2010 Shanghai World Expo. 5. So many tourists have visited the 2010 Shanghai World Expo.
6. Trees are very important in our life. They can clean the air. 6. Trees are very important in our life. They can clean the air.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. What kind of books do you like best?
I used to be interested in children's storybooks and cartoon books, but now I prefer detective stories.
请再听一遍。
What kind of books do you like best?
I used to be interested in children's storybooks and cartoon books, but now I prefer detective stories.
Question, what kind of books does the boy like reading now?
8. Excuse me, how long can I keep this magazine?
You can keep it for 2 weeks. If you can't finish it, you'll have to come here to renew it.
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, how long can I keep this magazine?
You can keep it for 2 weeks. If you can't finish it, you'll have to come here to renew it.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?9. Mum, I failed my maths test again.
Really? Don't give up, my dear. Do you need any help?
My teacher will talk to me tomorrow. I'm sure he'll give me some advice, and I will study harder.
请再听一遍。
Mum, I failed my maths test again.
Really? Don't give up, my dear. Do you need any help?
My teacher will talk to me tomorrow.I'm sure he'll give me some advice, and I will study harder.
Question, what can we learn from the dialogue? 10. Do you know why Lucy was absent yesterday?
I was told she was ill in hospital.
Sorry to hear that. Shall we go to see her after school?
请再听一遍。
Do you know why Lucy was absent yesterday?
I was told she was ill in hospital.
Sorry to hear that. Shall we go to see her after school?
Question. Why didn't Lucy go to school yesterday? 11. What a shame to stay at home at weekend. Let's go to the movies now.
That's a good idea.Pass me the paper and see what's on tonight.
请再听一遍。
What a shame to stay at home at weekend. Let's go to the movies now.
That's a good idea. Pass me the paper and see what's on tonight.
Question. What are they probably going to do?
12. I think we must go now. It's already 6 o'clock. It's a long way.
Don't worry. We won't go there by bus or by taxi. We can take the underground. It's much faster. We won't be late.
请再听一遍。
I think we must go now. It's already 6 o'clock. It's a long way.
Don't worry. We won't go there by bus or by taxi. We can take the underground. It's much faster. We won't be late.
Question. How will they go to the airport? You won the first prize in your English reading contest yesterday.
I did? I never thought so.
请再听一遍。
You won the first prize in your English reading contest yesterday.
I did? I never thought so.
Question. How did the boy feel about the news? Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I want to have a look at a white shirt.
Well, I'll show you some.
请再听一遍。
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I want to have a look at a white shirt.
Well, I'll show you some.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Watching too much TV is bad for your eyes.
I see, but I enjoy watching TV when I am free.
Why not play some ball games instead? Exercise is good for your health.
Thanks a lot. I'll take your advice.
请再听一遍。
Watching too much TV is bad for your eyes.
I see, but I enjoy watching TV when I am free.
Why not play some ball games instead? Exercise is good for your health.
Thanks a lot. I'll take your advice.
Question. What's the girl's suggestion? Let me take your temperature, please.
Is it serious, doctor?
Nothing serious. Take the medicine after each meal and you'll be well soon.
请再听一遍。
Let me take your temperature, please.
Is it serious, doctor?
Nothing serious. Take the medicine after each meal and you'll be well soon.
Question. How many times does the man have to take the medicine a day?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Tom was a waiter in a small restaurant. One day a man came in and sat down at one of the tables. Tom greeted him and went to find out what he wanted to eat. The man said he would like some chicken with potatoes and some other vegetables. Roast chicken, he added as Tom was leaving. Very well, sir, Tom answered and disappeared into the kitchen. But the man called him back saying, Just a minute, waiter. Please try to have it cooked just right, not too little and not too much, and with as little fat as possible. Very well, sir, answered Tom. I'll tell the cook. Once more he began to go towards the kitchen, but again the man stopped him with the word, Oh, and I forgot to explain that I like the leg. Very well, sir, answered Tom. Do you prefer the left leg or the right one?
请再听一遍。
Tom was a waiter in a small restaurant. One day a man came in and sat down at one of the tables. Tom greeted him and went to find out what he wanted to eat. The man said he would like some chicken with potatoes and some other vegetables. Roast chicken, he added as Tom was leaving. Very well, sir. Tom answered and disappeared into the kitchen. But the man called him back, saying, Just a minute, waiter. Please try to have it cooked just right, not too little and not too much, and with as little fat as possible. Very well, sir, answered Tom. I'll tell the cook. Once more he began to go towards the kitchen, but again the man stopped him with the word, "Oh, and I forgot to explain that I like the leg."
"Very well, sir," answered Tom. "Do you prefer the left leg or the right one?"
Four. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks. Mr. Green once worked in a big company. He was quite busy so that he couldn't do any reading. So he gave up his job and opened a bookshop in the center of the town. It wasn't big, but all the books were nice, and most people liked to buy some there. When the shop was closed, he could read at home. He knew a lot, and many learned people were glad to make friends with him. It was Sunday, and it was cold outside. Mr. Green was very busy. At 9 in the evening, all the buyers left, but a woman was still there. She was dressed up and seemed to be waiting for somebody there. Standing by the shelves, she looked over the books one after another and made them in a terrible mess. Mr. Green came up to her and asked, "Excuse me, madam, what can I do for you?" "Your books are not delicious at all," said the woman. "That's easy," Mr. Green smiled. He brought out a cookbook and said, "Here you are, madam."
请再听一遍。
Mr. Green once worked in a big company. He was quite busy so that he couldn't do any reading. So he gave up his job and opened a bookshop in the center of the town. It wasn't big, but all the books were nice, and most people liked to buy some there. When the shop was closed, he could read at home. He knew a lot, and many learned people were glad to make friends with him. It was Sunday, and it was cold outside. Mr. Green was very busy. At 9 in the evening, all the buyers left, but a woman was still there. She was dressed up and seemed to be waiting for somebody there. Standing by the shelves, she looked over the books one after another and made them in a terrible mess. Mr. Green came up to her and asked, "Excuse me, madam, what can I do for you?" "Your books are not delicious at all," said the woman. "That's easy," Mr. Green smiled. He brought out a cookbook and said, "Here you are, madam."